Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
Well, let's see what happened last time.
I think the big thing was that Zelima died.
Right.
And she apparently made it seem as if it was a suicide with a note and blamed herself for Asunzium's death. But we've got enough information that indicates that she knew that it was coming, wrote the note beforehand.
And waited.
Yeah, I think that we had Refrank looked at that time period and saw her sort of waiting around, and when she heard a noise, sort of grabbing the note and putting it on the table before stepping outside. She did give me the key to her apartment, and that's how we found all this out. Frank did meet with social services. That went as exceptionally useful as every other meeting with them has. And he seemed surprised to hear that that Carolina might not be a suspect anymore, but she would be put with a foster family. And he said, oh, why don't you come see me in a week from now?
We did, I feel like, get the impression that he is not, he's not part of any sort of conspiracy, as far as we can tell.
Right. But he's also not helping either.
He's not able to help, right?
Yeah. So we went around and met some of the neighbors. They, on the pretense of setting up a, not even pretense, we're going to do a memorial service the next day. We invited some people. We found out that there's, a psychiatrist in the building that could be useful for some of our members fairly soon. I think that was most of what we heard. And then, around that time, we were told by our respective bosses that we weren't going to have time to be shimmy-shamming around on weekends and such doing investigation work. And it would be some time before we could get back to this mystery.
Yes. That all sounds reasonable. So, so we will pick up on the morning, the early morning of Wednesday the 29th. Y'all variously come home from work and go through the usual decompression ritual and sleep and eventually wake up at some point the morning of the 29th. And I believe it was today that you were planned, that you had invited people.
Today at noon.
To Mr. Mazer's, right?
No, I think it's
no.
Michael's.
It's Griffin's. Kirk's. Yeah.
Okay. Kirk's apartment. Is there anything anyone wanted to do particularly in the morning before we jump to
get some light snacks and lemonade and maybe go up and see if that picture is still there of younger her with her her parents.
Okay.
And put it down on the table so that, and any other pictures we might find in her apartment of her.
And the issue was we couldn't get into her room.
Well, we could, though, because I have the key. Oh, no, I left it in the...
No, you don't have the key because we gave it to the police. We left it in the door or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I'm not going to do that then.
It seems to remind me that there were some more attempts to get in, but at around 9, 10 a.m., something like that, Mr. Griffin, you would realize this. Mr. Mazer, you would for sure. Everyone else who is on the upper floors, may or may not, if you happen to go out at some point at this time, a moving truck pulls up outside, along with a couple movers from a particular moving company, which you recognize, having seen them before.
Awesome.
Along
follow
with,
them up and go in and get the picture.
Yeah, along with Ms. Bach, who greets them outside and leads them upstairs to the second floor, apartment number 6. Unlocks it, starts directing them to pack up everything and take it away.
Yeah, I'll see if I can... excuse me, can I... we're doing a memorial for Zulima, and I was hoping that this photo here that's on her counter, or on the coffee table there that she left, I was hoping we could use that for the memorial.
Are you asking this of Ms. Bach, or are you... So she'll yes. be there for like 10-15 minutes, yep. and then we'll leave the movers to do their work, assuming that they're going to do the right thing. So are you asking this of her, or waiting till yeah. she leaves and asking? Okay. Ah, Mr. Mazur.
Yes.
You want the photo? You want a photograph?
Oh. Yes, there was one on her coffee table that right in the middle of the coffee table there. It looked like it was her and her parents. I just thought that would be very nice for the memorial today.
Yes, I see. She picks it up and looks at it. Looks at you.
We can certainly... Is her stuff just getting put in the basement?
No. No, it will be packed off and sold at an estate sale to cover...
Of course.
Jim, quick question. Is this apartment near mine at all? I can't remember what floor level I'm on.
You are one floor above. You are on number 11 on the fourth floor. Sorry, you are two floors above.
So would I be at, because I wouldn't be able to see outside because I know I've basically covered over the windows, but I was wondering, would I be able to hear them sort of, you know, starting to box up and that sort of stuff?
Probably. They're movers. They're not exactly being quiet, dropping up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So yeah. I'll probably come down at some point as well.
Fair enough. Yes, our policy is to box up their stuff, assuming there is no next of kin, which apparently for Miss Mendoza there is not. So it will be sold to cover her final expenses.
Well, certainly the this photograph is not going to bring in any money.
She looks at the photograph again. The frame looks at you.
It is
a nice wooden frame.
Of course, we can perhaps.
Could we just drop it back afterwards?
If the extra, 50 cents is worth it to you, we can leave you the frame. That would, be, of course, make sense.
Persuade roll.
Okay. Oh, what the heck? We'll spend 2 luck and make a success.
A memorial, you say?
Yes.
You are holding a memorial for Miss Mendoza.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure that is quite nice of you. Yes, you may have the photograph. She hands it to you.
Okay. Yeah. Frame and all.
Whew, yep,
man. yeah. Okay. I will head downstairs with it.
And she will be coming downstairs in just a few minutes and be on her way. As the movers continue to, you can hear them banging around for a while, packing up stuff and
sure
moving it out. Mr. Griffin is busily arranging his apartment.
Yeah, I'll show up and sort of relate this stupid story of the photograph and help with whatever needs doing.
That's strange. I mean, what expenses does she have?
Well, maybe, yeah, I have no idea. Back rent's a little weird. Well, it's also interesting that it seemed like, I guess Ascension stuff was also taken away. Than what was downstairs. I wonder if Zulima has a locker downstairs too. She knew this was coming. She might have left us some information there too.
Huh. Well,
so maybe after the memorial we can go look.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick up the frame. Is there anything weird about it, Jim? Does it feel off in any way if I sort of move it back and forth?
Spot hidden roll.
It's a success?
No.
Okay.
But it was a good luck spend.
It just occurred to me that if she knew this was coming, she would know where we might look.
Right.
For clues, potentially, depending on how good she was.
Question, if they're packing up her stuff and you're saying there might be something down in her locker, in downstairs in the storage, then we should probably take a look before they take all the stuff out of there.
No. Remember, they didn't take her stuff last. They didn't take my neighbor's stuff last time. They sort of forgot about it. If we go down there, we may remind the manager. We can do it after she's left, but we don't want to remind.
I think she's left already.
She's left already. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, then we can definitely go down there and look now.
Yep. Well, Peter will head down to take a look.
Okay. The basement is as you remember it. It hasn't been that long since you were down here breaking into.
Hey now.
Ascension's storage space. Somebody may have been down here doing their laundry in the intervening days. It's hard to say. But otherwise, it looks as it did. And you can certainly see. Yeah, there's your storage bases. There's the other. There's the others. There's the one with the number 6 slightly askew on the door, on the frame. And there are 2 suitcases in the locker, in the storage locker.
Oh, okay. Take a look inside.
And a padlock on the door.
A padlock on the... anybody actually good with locks, or shall I just brute force it?
Let's see if I can do it a little more subtly this time.
Mr. Griffin keeps claiming that he is, but...
He's succeeded a couple of times, but not right now.
Not recently, yeah.
He's got a 1 in 3 chance, but, he doesn't roll below 80 in weeks.
Okay, Peter will head quickly go and get a probably something like a screwdriver and just sort of force the padlocks open.
Or pop the hinges like you did last time.
Oh, pop the hinges, true, yeah. That can work as well.
It worked well enough last time. It works well enough this time. It's not a particular problem. Hinges are on the outside, right? So it's not. This is not a high security storage.
No.
Yep, you can
pop them and then get in.
Easy enough to do.
Cool. Take a look at the suitcases. Open them up.
Let's bring them up to your apartment so that we're not doing this in a public space.
True. Okay, we'll grab them. Take them back to my apartment.
Carry them up to the 4th floor. Past the movers. I'm sure they don't question you carrying suitcases upstairs.
Why would they?
You have 2, kind of generic, rectangular, plasticky suitcases. They're clearly not new. They're kind of banged up, scuffed up, scratched up.
You take a look in them, open them up.
They are both filled with clothes, and it appears to be men's clothing.
That's interesting. Ascensione also had clothing.
It'd be something related to her husband or something like that, because she was pregnant. She was pregnant.
Yeah. Do they seem like a young man's clothes?
Wow.
how does one tell? There's nothing, there's nothing fancy or stylish. Huh? There's no, bell-bottom pants or, shirts with, silk shirts with big collars or anything like that. You really can't. They're an adult's clothing, if that's the question you were asking.
It was more whether they were like, is it sort of professionals' clothing or is it,
like suits and that sort of stuff? Or
no, it's definitely not suits. There's a couple coveralls that are kind of stained. Okay. A couple pairs of dungarees, flannel shirts. The age of the wearer is probably a little hard to discern. But the fact that these are the clothes of a blue-collar working man is not in question.
Check things like pockets and that sort of stuff in pants and that, to see if there's any, like, jackets, check pockets. Maybe there's a note or an old wallet or something.
Spotting of the hidden.
05. So for me, that would be extreme.
Yes. In one of the pants pockets, there is clearly a New York State driver's license in the name of Santos Mendoza.
Have we come across this name before at all? Just got to scroll back up.
Well, the name Mendoza,
Right. Is that Zulima's name as well?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that sense or whether there was anything linked to any of the...
But you have not seen the name Santos Mendoza before.
And is he the right age to be her partner?
The age on the driver's license puts him at 31 years old.
Yeah, okay.
Or he would be 31 years old.
Right. Well, sad, but I don't know if this tells us much of anything.
No, I agree. We probably should. I got to go get ready for the party. People might show up early, so.
Yeah.
Jim, I want to feel the lining of the suitcase inside the suitcase and outside. Look for things like possible cuts, like a knife, slit in there. Feel like if there's the possibility of something being put inside the actual suitcase itself.
Hidden. Sure, sure. And using that same spot hidden roll from before, there isn't.
Okay, yeah. I'll pack everything back up and shall I chuck this back downstairs so that they...
Okay.
Yeah, I'll chuck it back into the storage locker and put the thing back on.
Fair enough. Sounds reasonable to me. I think we can dance ahead a little bit to the noon hour.
Sure.
I presume you're all there kind of ahead of time, waiting to see who shows up. And sure enough, a few minutes before noon, there starts to be some knocks on your door. I think somebody had made a promise to go upstairs and bring...
That was me. I'll do that.
Johnny down.
Yeah.
Oh, take Peter with you. He's strong.
Yeah, I'll come. That would be good.
I see that Trey's not coming.
Trey. She's just Trey's drunk all sick. The time now. Just sitting in a room drinking all day.
No one's seen Marcia for a while either. I hope she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I assume she broke parole.
Gone on the run, do you think?
She's on the run right now.
That sounds about right. So you can, the two of you can run upstairs and help Johnny down the stairs. He is very happy to see you. And
likewise.
Yeah. I was about to say comes down with you, but lets you bring him down. Right around that same, right around that 12 o'clock hour, a few minutes here or there, that sort of thing. Dr. Benici shows up.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
As does Mrs. Gaspari.
Hello. Welcome.
And as does... And I don't.
Did we meet Mrs. Gaspari?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, maybe this is the woman in her 30s.
Leanna Gaspari.
Write her name down.
Yeah, Leanna Gaspari is the older woman who you met at.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Zulema, Dr. Benici, and Mrs. Gaspari.
Is Dr. Benici the psychiatrist, the Turkish psychiatrist?
Yes. Yeah, you might want to spend some time with him.
He's offered.
Peter might take him up on that offer. Yeah, he is basically avoiding windows. He doesn't go get close to any of the windows.
I was surprised you could hear the movers with them, because I thought for sure he'd be blocking off the cracks in the door, too. But
No, it's outside is the problem. Out there, point towards the window. It's out there.
Yes, you should tell him all about that. In fact, I will make sure that I bring you close to each other and say, oh, Peter, you should tell him about your fear of the outside. Walk away as quick as I can.
And the woman you met from apartment number 12, Eva Marinos.
Yeah.
Shows up as well. Yes.
Very good. Oh. So glad you could come.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. I didn't know Zulema, but I saw her around the building. Did she really kill herself, throw herself out the window? That's terrible. With a child on the way, she always seemed happy about being a mother.
Yes, it's not really very clear, but she certainly has made as if she has. I don't know if she's It's possible that she's trying to help Carolina.
What do you mean, but Carolina?
It's very complicated. Carolina.
Oh, the little girl.
The little girl. She was being held as if she had killed her grandmother, her adopted grandmother, Asuncion. Which is utter nonsense.
Is that what happened? That poor little girl killed her grandmother?
No.
You mean a few days ago?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
But it's not. I'm sure it's not what happened. But the police, of course, who knows what they're thinking. But, I don't know. So she might have done something to try to take the pressure off Carolina. I'm not sure.
But still, Ted.
I agree.
Throw yourself out the window. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. Terrible.
Very hard to believe.
Yeah, and, we heard today that she had no next of kin.
It certainly looked like she wasn't, like, you know, she didn't have a man around.
No.
Well, but not even a sibling. Nothing.
Yeah, I wonder, Mrs. Was it Garboza? Nope.
Gaspari?
Gaspari. You knew Zulima better, no?
Oh, yes, yeah. As well as you can know anyone. I certainly didn't see this coming.
No, do you know what happened with her husband?
Oh, she didn't talk about it too much, but I understand he was killed in some accident at work.
Is he a construction worker?
Yes, he was.
And did he work for the company that's doing the construction here?
Oh, that I don't know. Zulima didn't want to talk about it too much, but
sure.
I understand it was just a few months ago
that he died.
Yeah.
I bet it was. Huh. Well, that's
yeah, I just know that he was a construction worker because she said he died in some construction accident somewhere in the city.
Right. Well, that may be worth looking into. Do you know if she had a newspaper article or anything? I don't know if it's the sort of thing that would get an article. Probably not, I guess. It was just him.
Yeah, not that I ever saw. I didn't want a prize, so I didn't.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't ask for any such thing. And yeah, you would not expect. You know,
I mean, if 20 people died, I would expect an article.
Yeah, but one random immigrant construction worker.
Yeah,
that's not going to make the paper.
No.
Any of them.
Not even today. Well, that's interesting. What do you have? Some stories? Anything?
Yeah, everybody, let's all gather around and tell stories. Created awkward silence so somebody says something useful. Okay, none of the players say anything. Make Jim talk first.
Make him talk to himself for a while.
So Dr. Benici will speak up. Well, I'll go first.
Wonderful.
And he will, you know, mention the first time he met Zulima when she moved in with her husband back in at the beginning of the year, and that they seemed, you know, his story, there's not a whole lot to his story. It's just, Yeah, I remember when they moved in, and they seemed like nice people, and she was very friendly, and he was a very nice, polite young man.
I guess not. Well, yeah.
Ms. Gaspari will mention when she first met Zulima, which was not long after they moved in. And when her husband died, it's kind of when they started to become close. Long after that, this past summer. But again, nothing of any particular deep meaning or grand adventure or anything like that.
Mr. Mazur will speak up briefly just about meeting her at the Ascensiones Memorial and how she was friendly and welcoming.
The others all kind of nod in agreement. Yeah, that's the kind of girl, that's the kind of lady she was. Anything else of particular interest?
No, I don't think so.
You wanted to ask? No. Okay. So yeah, they'll hang around for 30 minutes, 40 minutes or so, kind of talking about Zulima and what happened. And, it all kind of circles around the same, basic ideas. Nice young lady, kind, friendly.
Didn't expect it, didn't see it coming.
Terrible tragedy, after the death of her husband and this kind of thing. And then eventually people will thank you for hosting this little get together and head off on their way.
And Peter will see if he can organize a time to catch up with Dr. Benici. To sit down and just talk about some problems he's having.
Yep, he will absolutely schedule you some appointments. Is there anything else anybody wanted to do today after the memorial? Clean up
and go to work, I think.
Get Johnny back home, I hope.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll leave him with Mr. Griffin in his room. No, we'll take him back up.
Maybe take him outside for a little walk around the block first, if he's up for it.
Fair enough. And head off to work. And this brings us to the end of chapter one.
Whoa.
You can all roll your ticks.
Oh, excellent. Now, with Peter and going to work, he'll try to go. I don't know what sort of...
You can get yourself to work. It's a challenge, but you managed it last night. You can manage it again tonight. Staten Island is not Manhattan, and it's certainly a little it's certainly a little more open, but it's not that far, and you can kind of take a roundabout way through some of the narrow alleys and that kind of thing, which helps.
Yep.
So it's not particularly comfortable, but you can manage it.
Oh, thank you. So how much if you fail your luck, or if you is it fail your luck fail. And you get 1d10 back?
Correct.
Yep.
I did a lot of rolling.
Ooh, good. If I roll 100, do I get automatically 10 back?
Seems like you should. It would seem only fair.
I've completely forgotten the rule.
So you go roll over your skill, you get a d10.
All right. For skills that be used. Yeah.
Of the checked skills, right?
Yeah. Skills that you don't
get a check skill for skills that you spent luck on, do you? No.
Well, most of my skills that I had checked went up, not library use, but law and persuade and psychology, spot. I had a lot of crappy rolls, so that's good.
My spot went up as well, 63 now.
Oof. Nothing will be hidden from you. Only 37% of things will be hidden from you, but
from me.
And so, as you had been kind of warned, each at your various places of employment yesterday, the coming weeks are very, very busy. There's a lot of double shifts requested of you, a lot of overtime, you know, a lot of coming in on days off, right? And so, you know, it's certainly, I mean, you certainly see each other, you know, have it, especially those of you who work together, you know, but even beyond that, you know, still find an hour or two on a Sunday that you finally have off to go play basketball and these sorts of things. But otherwise, we will generally fast forward, stopping briefly on what was it? The 4th of October.
Not a solstice or an equinox. Good.
For Mr. Romero to return to the Child Protective Services.
Ah, right.
Sorry, Jim, a quick question. Does any of this resting and working restore any sanity?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Carry on.
Thank you for reminding me, though. I probably was about to forget. But I have that noted down here as a thing. But I probably would have forgotten had you not said something. So thank you for that. So at the March 4th meeting, as Mr. Romero goes back into social services, meets again with Mr. Nico. Mr. Nico does tell you, Mr. Romero, that the charges against Carolina Roldan have been dropped. And that she is has been moved from the juvenile detention center where she was to a proper orphanage. You know, just how big of a step that up it, you know, that is up, I guess, is kind of up to your own judgment, I suppose. And you know, he's certainly, you know, he's not going to take you to meet her or anything like that, because again, you know, you're not family. But he will, you know, pass on your good wishes. And let her know that if she would like to write a letter or something like that to you or any of the others, he will certainly see that it gets delivered.
Do we get the sense that she is sort of up for adoption?
Yes. She is definitely back on the adoption block, so to speak. So with that information, you can all have a D4 sand back.
Dun, 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 dun.
Not that it's a particularly Three. Wonderful outcome, but at least she's not, you know, she's not going to jail or something like that. So
right.
Her name has been cleared, apparently. Those of you, so Mr. Michael, for sure, and anyone else who wants to take regular appointments with the good doctor, Dr. Yep. Benici, can have a D3 SAN.
I think that would probably be good for me and my issues with people smoking and whatnot.
Seems reasonable to me. I would assume Mr. Romero will take advantage of that as well.
Two.
A good bit of talking cure. And so with that, we will jump forward to Monday, October 18th.
Monday, October 18th.
Yes. You know, so by the previous weekend, you know, 16, 17, you know, work has kind of died down. You know, you're kind of catching up on sleep and rest and that sort of thing. You know, perhaps starting to get back together for a little longer periods to kind of discuss everything that happened and, you know, what, if anything, you wanted to do now. If Mr. Romero was here, we would do that for him. However, we will kind of skip over that little bit and just say that kind of mid-morning, Mr. Romero will make his way to Mr. Mazur and or Mr. Griffin, possibly stopping by Mr. Michael as well, to say that a letter was just dropped off for him by Mr. Nico from Carolina.
Wonderful. What does she have to say?
Opening the envelope. Inside, there is two pieces of paper, one of which is a crayon drawing that you clearly recognize as being Carolina's artwork. And it shows what looks, you know, what you've kind of come to recognize from the other pictures that you have to be a picture of the Hoffman Building. The six of you standing outside.
Except for Trey, who's sort of leaning against the building with a bottle. But carry on.
It's a little hard to render.
But there's a little XXX on the bottle that Trey's holding.
And kind of on the other side of the paper, so, you know, clearly intended to be like way away from the building, is a young girl that, you know, you've seen these pictures before. You know, that's Carolina drawing herself. And she is smiling and waving.
Oh, yay.
And the six of you kind of standing next to the building all are, you know, have the frowny face.
Oh.
And tears falling.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, she's happy that we're sad.
She's happy and we're sad, I think.
We're sad that she's gone, not that she's, yeah. Okay, well, that's good news anyway. That she's happy.
So the other piece of paper is a letter written in crayon. Clearly written by a young girl. The penmanship and the grammar is questionable. And it just says, "I hope my new life is good. I hope I get to see you again, Carolina."
Is there a return address on the envelope?
The envelope appears to be a business envelope from the New York City Child Protective Services. So the return address on the, so, you know, the, yes, right, to answer, yeah, your question, the answer is yes, and it's the address of the...
Right. So he got the letter from her and he put it into an envelope for us. Well, all right.
Well, I'm not sure if we, somebody should adopt her that knows her, right? I mean,
Well, yeah, but who could hear? I mean,
Well, I know Trey was talking about doing that. I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah.
Sunzione did. I mean, right?
Yeah. I don't think she was a convicted criminal.
Well, she still isn't. Oh, I mean, we are. Yeah.
Yes. That might.
I don't know.
It's hard to know how that would play out.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are. I mean, it's not like they really seem to care about her a lot.
Well, we don't really. I assume we're not really making any money, so until one of us had a job. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, we couldn't get, couldn't talk to Mrs. Gasbury, or maybe Dr. Benedicci would be interested. Like they probably could have adopted if they were interested, but it's just the system. Well, I guess that's all taken care of. I guess we can all just go home.
What do you mean, go home?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it does sort of
look. As a player, I don't see any breadcrumbs nearby. But I'll wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I have some research to do. I need to find out.
I thought you might.
Where Zulima's? What about Zulima's husband dying? And I need to find out what the rules are for adoption.
I'll probably come.
I feel like there was some other stuff too that I was in the middle of.
76. I have this sort of, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I have the sense that that at least New York City would have had some sort of OSHA-like program. That if somebody died in a construction site, there might be.
Yeah, I assume there's records somewhere.
Yeah, we just need to find out where more or less he worked. We might be able to get the date if we went to the cemetery.
We know the date fairly close.
That's true.
If he was buried at that cemetery.
That's a good point, Tim. Did anybody ever mention what was going to happen to Zulima's in terms of a ceremony or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So there's not a paupers type cemetery at this time period?
There is. It's outside the city.
Is that the one we went to where Carolina's adopted mother, grandmother, was?
No.
That's what I was thinking.
That was the poor section of the good cemetery.
I wonder how they afforded that.
Those are all good questions.
Well, they're questions.
But remember, Carolina.
You said there were no breadcrumbs.
Yeah, well, that's stale breadcrumbs.
but the thing is, like we know that Carolina's father was part of this group who made this building. I mean, it was named after him.
Well, in the sense of we know there may be some lineage going on there.
So as a reminder for the players, because the player would know this, you've seen Carolina's birth certificate. And although her birth name is given as Carolina Hoffman, there were no parents listed.
Right.
And you know that she was found presumably abandoned at the Hoffman building. Yes. On the stoop of the Hoffman building.
And Jim says she was found.
Yes, Randall.
I wanted to ask, before we forget, a couple of things. One of them is if there is something similar to what we found in the lockers for Asunción, for Tolima.
We did do that.
The other thing is, I was wondering if the apartment was also cleaned up in the same way that Asunción's was.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Except for a picture of Zulima and her parents, which is in Mr. Griffin's possession?
Probably
would have put it over to some side someplace. Not much else going on for decorations.
So Mr. Mazur and Mr. Michael are off to do some research somewhere.
Yeah.
Mr. Griffin?
I am vaguely interested now in who paid for her ceremony, but I don't know how to get that information. I mean, I don't know why any custodian might sort of give one that information. So I think I will tag along with whatever Mr. Mazur is up to see if I can help out there.
Okay. Since you did ask that question, why don't you give me education roll? Or a law roll? A law roll would work.
Sure. I can help with law there.
I don't have any. Well, I have a little bit of law, but I did pass education with regular success.
I have a hard success on law.
So certainly between some knowledge of the laws of the city of New York and Mr. Griffin's extensive experience as an actor, maybe just as a person alive in New York City, Mr. Mazur would know. Mr. Griffin at some point has probably seen a burial record, that the burial records for people do include who purchased the plot. So if you wanted to know that, you could presumably look up the burial records at City Hall or, the appropriate governmental agency.
That sounds like we're probably all going to the same place then. So, yeah. I will go and do that research.
Okay.
Excellent.
And have you rejoined us, Mr. Romero, or are you still driving? Okay, fair enough. So to the research station. So, Mr. Griffin, you are looking for the burial records of Asunción Roldán.
Indeed.
Library use.
Seems unlikely. No, not even close, because turns out actors are not really librarians.
The catalog system is not convenient. It is recent, but as a result, maybe it's not been properly filed. It's not in the order that makes a whole lot of sense to you, that sort of thing. Yeah, you're having some difficulty locating such a thing. Mr. Mazur, what are you looking for?
I'm going to start with the death of Santos Mendoza.
Okay. So are you...
So I'm trying to...
Are you looking through the papers for something? Are you looking for...
I think it's going to be city records.
Okay.
And in fact, I'm going to assume that he worked for... I forgot the name of it, but our friendly construction company.
Robert
Boyce Construction
Company.
Okay.
And
look for. So I'll start there as I look for injury records or something like that, whatever seems appropriate.
One moment as the plane goes over.
All right.
You can go ahead and throw down a library use.
Yep. Wow. Sure, I'll spend it. Why not? I just got it. May as well spend it. That is a normal success on library use.
Now that luck is just sitting there burning a hole in your pocket.
Yep. Not anymore.
So, yeah, you know, looking through the records of the New York City Department of Occupational Safety, you can find a accident record dated 21 June 1976.
Yeah.
At a construction site. Being run by Boyce Construction in Washington Heights, which, for those of you who may not know, is one of the districts of Manhattan. It's like the one way far, it's like the one way at the north end of the island, north of Harlem. Kind of more upscale area. And he was run over by a bulldozer.
Ooh. Nasty.
So another equinox state, I think.
Yeah, I'll look to see if there's a follow-up of, you know, murder charges or manslaughter or something like that.
So the accident report says that there was a brief investigation, and it was determined to be an accident.
Mm-hmm.
No charges were filed. You know, a couple people were interviewed. And
any names given of who the driver was of the bulldozer or anything like that?
There are names given, yes. The name of the driver is, just a moment, let me find it, where did it go, there it is, whoops, that's not the right name, sorry, I think I would find this, Jose Amador.
Okay.
And also in the interview record is, who's the other guy? There he is. Arthur Gibb, who was the supervisor at the time. Yep.
Okay. Arthur Gibb. I haven't seen him before. I haven't seen either of them before, it looks like.
And, you know, basically they say, you know, the same thing. Neither of them kind of saw what happened. You know, it seemed like Santos Mendoza just walked in front of the bulldozer.
And there's nothing that catches my eye in terms of any sort of report that somebody somewhere said it doesn't seem like a bulldozer death or anything like that. Everything sort of feels like it flows together.
Nope. The one other thing that does catch your eye, presuming that kind of the six of you are open and, you know, sharing all of the information that you have seen, is that the address given for the construction site in Washington Heights matches one of the addresses in Asuncion's fortune-telling journal.
Oh, that's nice. Not surprising, I guess. Anything special about what she saw there?
The description, if you, you know, have at some point, you know, go back and have Mr. Romero translate it for you. So that particular address, Washington Heights, Manhattan, the date given is the 21st of December, 234 AD at 2:04 PM. And it describes a group of men dressed in what appear to be fur cloaks coming into the area, digging a bunch of holes. And seemingly finding something in one of them. She can't tell what it is. Yeah, they dig holes. One of them pulls something out of the hole. And that's kind of all that's listed there.
Sure.
Mr. Michael, what are you looking for?
Okay, I was originally going to look about the husband, but since someone else has already done that for me, Sean, what were you looking for?
I was looking around for burial records to see who purchased the plot out in the poor part of the nice cemetery. Okay.
I will help Sean out with that then.
That's very kind of you. Library use.
Well, I'm stuck on the Archie comics 100.
That's probably why I didn't succeed, was listening to you talk about Archie and Betty and Veronica.
Yes, exactly. Also, Jim, just as an aside, also, in terms of these from the clairvoyant, the book and that sort of stuff, and the locations, the addresses, I was also going to get a copy of a street map to put up on my wall to sort of mark out all the different locations and do like a little string between the different locations, you know, addresses and that sort of stuff to work out where they are in relationship to where we are in each other.
Sure.
Just to see if it marks out any sort of pattern or anything like that.
The answer is an intelligence roll.
Zero four. I'm better at that.
There doesn't seem to be any particular pattern, but those are the six places of interest, along with the dates and times. I just pasted them into the notes.
Oh, nice. The other thing would be checking to see if any of these are all of these places owned by the same companies. If they've all got,
I would lay good money that they are.
So you spend presumably the morning of the 18th kind of doing that research.
Yep.
Failing to find any burial records. Apparently. apparently. you have a little bit of time left before you have to go to work. If you want to let you keep up the research, or if there's something else you all wanted to go do.
I would find some legal advice at the library, if I can, on adoption.
Okay. That'll be easy enough to find. You don't have to roll for that one. Mr. Griffin, Mr. Michael?
I guess I'll take another stab at trying to find who bought the plot. Doesn't seem overly likely, but who knows?
Okay.
Oh, it suddenly became likely. A 17.
There you go. Yeah, it was just misfiled. It was under a different, rolled in.
I got away from Peter. Really, I could focus a little more.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That totally makes sense. Yep, there it is. Essentium Roldan, buried on whatever day that was. I don't want to go back and look it up. Such and such a plot. Bought and paid for the day before she was, or 2 days before she was buried, so basically the day after she was killed, by Alex Leonard.
He was the real estate guy, right?
He was the customer, yes.
Well, but he did real estate development or something for the larger group. Yeah, okay. That makes sense, I guess. Although it's weird. The day after she was killed, he showed up the day after she was... Was it the same day? I guess it was. Huh, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff.
Yeah, basically it looks like, because he had shown up either the day she was killed or the next day. Again, I'd have to go back and look, and I don't want to.
He showed up on the Friday.
Yeah.
And she died.
Oh, she's Thursday. Dead? What? Oh, no, that's terrible. Yeah, and basically the next day he went, or later that same day, it looks like he went and bought the burial plot.
Yeah. And Michael? Then did not come to the funeral.
Okay, I'm actually going to look up about the buildings in these different areas. See what I can find out about the building, the particular buildings. I mean, we've got the Hoffman Building, of course, but what building in Washington Heights, Manhattan, Great Kills, New Jersey, and Oyster Bay, Long Island. Just sort of find out, are they all linked back to the same company or group of companies, enterprises?
Okay, so finding all of those is going to take a good deal of time, and probably multiple visits.
More, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I didn't think it was quick.
So I will certainly let you look up one of them.
Yep, go down the list. So Washington Heights, Manhattan, New York.
Library use roll.
14, success.
So yes, you can find construction permits issued to Boyce Construction for that particular address in Washington Heights. Not particularly surprising, because you already kind of knew that they were there, but confirmed that that is their site. And the permit is for the raising of the existing structures and the construction of new multi-tenant dwellings.
So it is an apartment building as well?
It's a future apartment building.
Oh, so they haven't started building, they've just...
Well, they have a permit to clear the land and build a new apartment. Which is exactly the same kind of permit they have for the area around the Hoffman Building.
Okay, so...
It doesn't particularly say where they are in that process. But
When did they get this permit?
The permit is issued, was issued on the 1st of May, 1975.
So earlier this, no, year before, when 1976. So,
I will save you the trouble of looking because I'm sure you would all remember this. The 1st of May, 1975 is also when the permit for the construction around the Hoffman Building was issued.
Hmm. Interesting. I actually go through. Okay, so my next time I'm going to look at this, I'm actually going to tackle it a different way. I'm going to look at basically permits from that day and see if I can actually pick that they were all basically put forward on the same day to get permits for doing the building work.
From fair enough. Come back tomorrow or some other day to to do that. But I think for the moment, probably getting on in the afternoon, time to get home, the usual sort of evening, off to work. Can I get an intelligence roll from Mr. Griffin, first of all?
Well, let's see. You can get a success, but let's see. Just a regular one.
Okay. I am going to send you a note in Skype.
Give me just a moment. Barely good.
A little love note.
Does Edwin like me? Check yes or no.
Hey, he's home. Hmm. We should probably wrap up pretty soon then.
You know, I'm having a hard time remembering how I get to where the, I could see it popped up, but now I can't find it.
And can I get an intelligence roll from Mr. Mazur?
Yes. Sorry. 33 is some sort of success. Hard success.
Okay. I will send you a note here as well.
This is in Skype?
Yeah.
No, in Skype, okay.
Oh, why?
There you go. So the evening passes. Work is uneventful. Thankfully, only a single shift. Which brings us to Tuesday, October 19th. Have any plans for the day?
Shoot, I did. So what did I learn about adoption?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I did kind of glaze over that. Yeah, you don't have to make a library user.
I'm not going to tell you anything, but you don't have to make a roll for it. Yeah.
So I don't care. It's not interesting. Yeah, you can certainly find out the process. You know, it's paperwork, it's a background investigation, you know, some fees have to be paid, this kind of thing. The requirements are not particularly stringent. You have to, show that you can provide a stable home. But from some of the, from some of the descriptions, stable doesn't necessarily mean a large house out in the country, right? It just means, you're not, you have to have lived in the same place for a year, be, employed, and that's about that, and, of good character.
Are there marriage requirements?
Criminals need not apply. No, there are no marriage, there are no marriage or gender related requirements.
All right.
Have to be over the age of 26.
Definitely keep him thinking for a while. Obviously does not qualify as of good character at the moment, but so question is, I feel like I still had something left over on the research side from, let's see here, keys, social services.
Well, we could go interview the people, the driver, but they apparently didn't see anything.
Right, that's true.
We could go talk to Alex Leonard and thank him for his generosity of paying for the cemetery plot. But
that's not a bad idea. It's what these people are digging up from these holes. I would like to go over to, this is going to be a long morning, but I think I can make it there and back, to head up, take the train up to Washington Heights.
Yep.
And get eyes on this construction site and sort of see if it's as dead as the as ours.
Okay. Mr. Griffin, Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero.
I think I'll head back to the library and basically continue my look into all of these places.
Okay.
As I said, I'll go from initially look at May 1st, 1975, in terms of what permits they've put, that the company put in, and yep, see if they match up.
Yep. Rather than looking for an address or something like that, you're going to say, what are all the permits issued on this day? Yep. Totally makes sense.
I will help him.
Okay. Mr. Romero, team research. Mr. Griffin, I know Ms. Greer isn't around for the two of you to run off and embrace somebody, but you could do that yourself just for old time's sake if you wanted.
I am going to go into the social services.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave a note to Nico, whatever his name was, thanking him for getting the letter to us, letting him know we appreciate it. I'm not going to try to get any time with him or anything. I'm just going to sort of make him feel like his efforts were worth doing, and maybe he'll do it again for us.
Okay. We'll follow you into the social services offices first, Mr. Griffin. you're certainly not able to see Mr. Nico, the receptionist. Will say that you can wait if you want to, or if you just want to leave a note, she will make sure that he gets it.
Yeah, no, I don't need to wait. I can certainly do that. He must be out doing the rounds. He must visit the kids and all that on a regular basis. So, yeah, I will just ask for a piece of paper and write a little note. And...
okay.
That's it. Yeah.
She'll take it and, you know, fold it up, stick it in an envelope. And then, you know, kind of behind her, you know, is one of those mail cupboard things, you know, with all the little
holes.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, the slot labeled Nico, she'll drop it in there. With that, let us follow Mr. Mazur on the ferry and then the train, the length of Manhattan up to Washington Heights. Short walk from the subway from the nearest station to the particular address. And you can see it is a construction site. It is an entire block that has been fenced off and raised. It is graded. It is, you know, just kind of, you know, flat and graveled. And that's it. Other than the lack of a Hoffman building, it basically looks exactly the same as the construction building around the Hoffman building. There's the construction site around the Hoffman building.
So that's what I was expecting. I'll walk around it and see if it also has some easy access, you know, if there's some missing fences and that kind of thing.
There's no fence that's missing, but there's certainly a gate, and, you know, much like the gate at your site, you know, it's not a super secure sort of thing.
Is it quiet enough that I feel like I can just kind of slip my way in?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, you could.
But the people would notice pretty easily,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll just find some places. I mean, obviously, I've been looking in, so that's what I can see. And there's no activity at all.
Not in the construction site itself, no.
Yeah.
Spot hidden roll.
Normal success.
As you are, you know, kind of circumnavigating the site once or twice, you know, maybe kind of grab the gate and kind of rattle it, kind of push it. Yeah, you know, look, you know, give it that look. Maybe I could push myself, you know, kind of look around a little bit. Somebody's watching you.
Ooh. All right. What sort of a somebody?
And, you know, you kind of realize that, you know, you don't think he's been, like, following you all the way here from Staten Island, but...
Right, no, that's weird.
You know, he's certainly been watching you for a few minutes as you've been, you know, walking around the site, kind of rattling the fence, that sort of thing.
I'll go up to him, if I can.
Hola, senor. Why you look at the site? It is a... clearly Hispanic gentleman,
yeah.
You know, dressed fairly simply, mid-30s maybe.
Hola. I'm very curious about all of the strange sites that Boys Construction have owned.
Boys Construction?
Yes, exactly.
You with Boys Construction? Work for them?
What do you say?
Are you with Boys Construction?
Oh, no, not at all.
Come to check on your site?
No, I...
See if you can kill someone else?
They killed some people, and I'm looking into them to see what they've been doing.
I believe they killed Mr. Mendoza.
He clearly sighs. Santos was a good man. He's a good friend.
I'm not surprised. His wife, may she rest in peace, lived in our apartment building till just recently.
Zulima?
Very nice. Zulima, yes.
How is Zulima?
Unfortunately, she is, she's passed.
Oh, Zulima too?
Yes.
Oh no, what happened?
She was attacked by something.
Yeah. Oh, the baby? Did she have the baby? Or is it, what happened?
No, the baby did not survive.
Oh, no. Santos, yes. So much wanted. Oh. Now this, he visibly kind of sags.
Yeah. I will sort of look around. I mean, he sort of obviously, you said this is a wealthy neighborhood?
Yes.
And does he look like he doesn't fit in other than the fact, I mean.
Absolutely. He stands out in this neighborhood, yes.
Yep. Did I see a cafe or something?
There certainly are some nearby.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
He looks at you. You sure you're not with Boys Construction?
I'm sure I'm not with Boys Construction, yes.
Persuade roll.
Uh, 92.
Not being very persuasive. He looks suspicious.
Apparently not. I will, I guess say again. They seem to be doing a lot of criminal activity and are trying to figure out what it's all about.
It's about killing people. That's what it's about.
Well, putting people and getting people into jail and
getting people into jail. Are you threatening to put me in jail?
Not at all.
I don't want to go to jail.
No, I I'm sure you don't. I was framed and put into jail, and I think they were part of that also.
I'll let you make another persuade roll.
That one is not successful either. I'm not particularly persuasive, apparently.
He's clearly nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that you're saying the wrong things. He is, you know, no psychology role needed. Yeah.
I'm not far behind him, so I think we're a good couple. I'll ask him. I'll ask him straight up. I'll say, you're obviously worried about them as well you should be. What might help?
No, I'm not going to talk to you here. Give me your address.
Yes, not here.
Maybe I come talk to you.
Wonderful. Perfect. Yes. And maybe I will tomorrow. I'll give him the address. I'll give him my address.
Okay.
Tell him my work schedule. I'll say you can come or you can find me at work at the gas station.
You actually work at the grocery
store. I mean, not the gas station, the service station, whatever it's called, the grocery store.
You're going to send him to Ms. Greer.
Exactly, yeah.
That'll teach him.
Try not okay. trusting me with my persuade rolls.
Maybe I will come.
I would like that. I would very much like that.
And he looks around clearly nervously and walks off.
Okay. Wow. That's exciting. Interesting. Crazy.
Let us cut to team research. Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero.
Yes.
So you were looking at construction permits issued on the 1st of May.
Mm-hmm. Particularly with the Boyce constructions.
Yep. Library use.
Okay. Both of us.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So I got a hard success.
Failure.
Mr. Romero is not being particularly helpful.
Take that, the Archie comics.
But Mr. Michael knows what he's doing. He's got this down pat. So yes, it takes you a little while. You know, New York's a big city. There's a lot of permits issued every day.
Yeah.
But kind of digging through, looking for permits issued on that same day of the 1st of May, you find a total of 6 construction permits, all of which are, functionally the same sort of thing. Clear the land, build multifamily housing.
Mm-hmm.
All issued on the 1st of May, all issued to Boyce Construction. And I'm sorry, I said 6. I lied. There are 4. One for an address on Staten Island, which you recognize as the block upon which the Hoffman Building sits.
Mm-hmm.
One for the address in Washington Heights, where Mr. Mazur mm-hmm. is. One for an address in Queens, which matches the address that you have in Queens. And one yep. for an address in Brooklyn, which matches the address you have in Brooklyn.
So basically Oyster Bay, Long Island, and Great Kills, New Jersey.
Neither of which are in the city of New York, so.
Ah, of course, yes. So we'd have to go to their offices to fight, basically try to find their council government.
Correct.
But I wouldn't be surprised that it would be on the same day for those as well.
Seems a not unreasonable assumption to me.
And they're all basically to flatten whatever existing building is on site and then build these apartment buildings.
That is correct.
Which, and that we know with the Hoffman Building around it, hasn't been done. They've just leveled the block.
Correct.
Interesting.
Let's cut back to Mr. Griffin. Anything that you're doing after dropping off your letter?
I don't think so. I think he's just trying to sort of make amends there and fix that bridge that he might have burned and then head back. Yeah.
Okay. Just for fun, why don't you make a charm roll?
Let's see. With my newfound charm, I actually succeed.
Okay. Yeah, you're pretty sure you wrote a good pleasant letter of gratitude and that sort of thing. And you were polite and perhaps a little contrite, and you're quite certain that you did a good
job. Excellent.
Let us cut back to Mr. Mazur. up in Washington Heights.
Yeah, I assume Mr. Mazur just barely makes it back to in time for work.
That would not surprise me. You do have a fair good ways to go. So let us cut back to team research, Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero. You know, it won't take you more than, you know, half of your research day to find those remaining permits. So you have a little bit of time left if you wanted to do something else.
Okay, I'm going
to...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Jim, Peter's going to actually look at all of these sites, particularly the ones that from here, the ones that are in New York. And have there been deaths on all of these sites?
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Okay. So make your way over to the... occupational safety offices and look through their records, looking for accident records or, you know, accident records involving deaths at those four sites. Library uses.
Yes.
I'm going to spend...
Oh, no. It's another failure.
I'll spend 3 points of luck to make it normal success.
Mr. Romero continues his usefulness of finding
just
irrelevant
looking
thing.
Over his shoulder here. Have you find something? I haven't find anything.
And the answer is no. There are some accident reports, but they all be fairly minor.
Okay, so no actual deaths. Besides, besides.
They only needed one sacrifice.
Intelligence rolls.
This
is a bus.
So I got hard success.
As Mr. Romero makes his little joke about only needing one sacrifice, a work-related accident is not the only way for someone to die.
Right.
Interesting. So we can look for
it will take the obituaries.
Obituaries.
Yeah, and murders obituaries. around these areas.
Yeah.
Which means we want to go to newspaper archive. So, because we've got this last year to check out around these sites and see if there's been either any sort of deaths or murders or could be solved murders, but basically any sort of murders or deaths on near these sites or on these sites.
So by this time, you're having the conversation as you're headed home to get to work.
Yeah.
You certainly don't have time sort of thing. To do that sort of thing. Why don't the two of you make more intelligence rolls?
Normal success. Hard success. Sorry. Still a hard success.
It will also occur to you that New York is a big city. People die all the time.
That's what I was thinking.
it's not always reported in the newspaper.
Well, no. That's why I was thinking, particularly murders or bodies found on these sort of sites. they may have been reported in the newspaper.
Fair enough. Got to start somewhere. I think that pretty much brings this day to a close.
And what an awesome day it was.
Very productive.
I think. Yeah.
I make your way to work the evening of Tuesday the 19th. Listen to some dogs barking. the dogs of my neighbor are responding, apparently.
They also found it a good session.
Yeah. Have a good evening. Wake up on Wednesday, ready and raring to go. And I think this is going to be a good place to call this session to an end, given the time.
Yeah.
A little bit early, but seems like a good place to break.